Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Zavachim, daf Yud Aleph. We left off daf Yunam and Beis, five lines up from the bottom of the Amud at the two dots. Today we're going to essentially continue with the discussion of the concept of Lishma by Karbanos, and we're going to start talking about the idea of whether you of when you shecht the Karban Pesach L'shem another carbon, or another carbon l'shem a carbon Pesach. That's going to be the primary discussion as we proceed down Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And then when we get to the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which hopefully we'll get to today, we're going to start talking about an issue that the rabbi alluded to last week, which is what happens if you shecht the carbon Pesach in the morning of the 14th of Nisan, Shelo L'shma. So we had always been talking about the Pesach, which is shechted Shelo L'shma during the rest of the year, is just fine as a shlomim. However, if you shecht the Karban Pesach, Shelo L'shma, in the Zman of the Karban Pesach, then you have a problem. Then it's not good simply to be used as a shlomim. So certainly if you shecht it in the afternoon of the 14th, we know that's the actual Zman. The question is, what happens if you shecht it in the morning of the 14th? So we'll see there's a machlokas that we'll learn about in the Mishnah that's on Yud Aleph and Mabez. Hopefully we'll get to it towards the end of today's shir. So let's pick up from five lines from the bottom on Yud Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. Shahaya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva used to say, Kol damim shenichnasu lahechal lechaper psulin. All of the bloods that enter to the hechal in order to be mechaper are pasul. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains, Kol damim hachitzonim, all of the blood of karbanos which are supposed to be brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, shenichnasu lahechal lechaper, if you brought them into the heichal instead, they're going to be pasul. The afagav deloksiv elavachol chatas asher yuva midama. Even though the only time we say in the pasuk explicitly that if the blood that's supposed to be brought on the mizbeach hachitzon is instead brought into the heichal, that it's going to be pasul. Even though the only time we say that is lagabe a korban chatas. Marbe Rabbi Akiva, kache kachem, kachem kalim, mirubuye de kol. Because it says kol chatas. And therefore, from the word kol, he includes even other kache kachem, even other kache kalim, to kol vichol, kamam bichol azvachem shenesarvu. Because the drusha is from the fact that it says in the pasuk, vichol chatas. So vichol chatas is a ribuy. Comes to teach me not only is the chatas whose dam is brought into the heichal pasul, also the blood of other karbanos whose dam is brought into the heichal. If the blood application is supposed to be on the mizbeach hachitzon, it is going to pasul the karban. However, the chachamim argue with Rabbi Akiva, and the chachamim say, v'chachamim amrim chatas bilvad. Know that this applies only to the chatas, because the pasuk says v'kol chatas asher yuva midama. That the pasuk says only chatas, and therefore they are not doresh effectively, or essentially the word v'chol, and therefore they learn the pasuk to be teaching only the halacha that it teaches explicitly, but they don't make any other fancy drushas. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says afa asham. Ah, even the asham. So we saw yesterday the machlokes whether the din by asham of shelo lishma is the same din as chatas by shelo lishma. Today we're going to make a parallel between asham and chatas legabe this halacha as well. That Rabbi Eliezer says afa asham shenemar kachatas ka asham. That just like the blood of the chatas is going to be pasul if it's brought into the heichal, so too the blood of the asham is going to be pasul if it's brought into the heichal, because there's a parallel between the chatas and the asham. So says the Gemara, well, bishlama Rabbi Akiva kidekamer taima. So I understand Rabbi Akiva has a reason as to why he makes the parallel between the chatas and the asham, because it says in pasuk kachatas ka asham. However, el rabbanan my taima, but according to the chachamim, who say that the only karban which is invalidated if the blood is brought into the heichal is the chatas, what's the reason for the shita of the chachamim? So amarava, asham nichnas damo lifnim pasol lamatzis amrit kavachomer meola. Well, because the chachamim have a problem using the pasuk kachatas ka'asham to teach me that if the blood of the asham goes into the heichal, enters the heichal, that the carbon is going to be pasul. Why do they have an issue with that parallel? They have an issue with that parallel because the halacha is not that way. Lagabe a carbon ola. And they say it's going to be a kal v'chomer from an ola. So what's the kal v'chomer? So flipping over to Yeralef from Amid Aleph, so ma'alo shehi kolil nichnas dama lefnim k'sheira, that just like in ola, which is kula kolil, and the fact that it's entirely burnt on the Mizbeach is a chumra because it shows that it's a very holy carbon, if the blood of the ola mistakenly is brought into the heichal, then it's going to be kosher. In other words, because they don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said that any blood that enters the heichal is possible, but they don't agree. They say it's only the blood of the chata, samadach and ola. If its blood is brought into the heichal, it is going to be kosher. Asham she'ina kolil l'kolshkein. So an asham, which is not as chomer a carbon as an ola, because it's not kula kolil, certainly if the blood is brought into the heichal, it should not be possible. So says the Gemara, well, how do you know that you make the kal v'chomer in that direction? Mala ola shekein eina mechaperes. What about an ola that is not mechaper? However, an asham is mechaper. So an asham has a stringency or an attribute that the ola doesn't have. And maybe in a chadami, even though if you bring the blood of an ola into the eichol, it's going to be fine. Nevertheless, there's a basis to say that if you bring the blood of an asham into the eichol, it is not going to be fine. So says the Gemara, minchas chote tochiach, that a minchas chote should be mochiach. And what does that mean? So Rashi explains, tochiach, shemechaperes, third line down, shemechaperes, vim nichnasa lifnim ksheira, that the minchas chote also, like the asham, is mechaper. It's called minchas chote after all. And if you bring the mincha into the heichal, it's going to be kosher, the lapasal hakosav el adam. Because the psul of knisa laheichal that we're talking about here is only written legabe dam. It's not written legabe other types of karbanos. And this karban, this mincha, obviously doesn't have any blood because it's made out of flour. And so the chatas minchas chote should prove that even though it comes to be mechaper, still if you bring it into the eichel, it's going to be okay. So too, asham, even though it comes to be mechaper, if you bring the blood into the eichel, it could still be fine. So says the Gemara, v'lema chatas ha'ov tochiach, why do you go search for a case that involves the type of carbon that doesn't even have blood at all, like a mincha? You could have brought a bread araya from chatas ha'of, which obviously is mechaper because it's a chatas, and it has blood because an oaf has blood. Yet, if you bring the chatas ha'of into the heichal, it is going to be kosher. So why don't we draw that parallel? Says the Gemara, because chatas ha'of bayad rabavin hi. Because the chatas ha'ov is subject to a question that Rav Oven raised. In other words, Rabbi Oven raised this very question. What happens if you bring the chatas ha'ov into the heichal? Does it passel or not? Now, the question of Rabbi Oven was not what happens if you take the blood, if you're mekabel the blood of the chatas ha'ov into a kli, and then you bring the kli into the heichal, because there was no kli that you had to do a kabbalah with by the carbon that was an oaf, you would apply the blood directly from the neck of the oaf to the mizbeach. So the question actually that Rav Oven has is what happens if you do the malika on the oaf, and then you actually just bring the whole dead bird with the blood in the tzavar of the bird, in the neck of the bird, into the heichal. Are you going to be chayiv? Is that going to passel the karban or not? But in any event, however the particulars work here, Rabbi Yovan had the shaila as to what happens when you bring the chatas ha'of into the heichal. Therefore, we couldn't ask from chatas ha'of because we don't know for sure what the halach is. So says the Gemara. So what we see is we find that the asham has a stringency that the ola doesn't have. That therefore it might lead me to say that if I bring the blood into the heichal, it's going to be pasul. But then we said that minchas ha'of, which also has a stringency because it also comes to be mechaper, if I bring it into the heichal, it's going to be okay. So I don't know what to say about asham. Says the Gemara, v'lifroch ma leminchas chote shechein eina min zevach. But how are you bringing a raya from minchas chote at all that it's fine if it's brought into the eichel? It's not even a carbon. It's not an animal carbon. Says the Gemara, Ola tochiach. Well, Ola is an animal carbon, and if you bring the blood of the Ola into the Eichel, it's going to be fine. V'chazar adin, lo rizeh k'rizeh, lo rizeh k'rizeh. Hatzad ha-shaveh shebem shebkeim kachay kachem v'nichnas lefnim k'sherim. They're kachay kachem if the blood or if the carbon itself is brought into the Heichel, it's going to be kosher. Afani avi asham shu kodesh kadashim v'nichnas dama lefnim kosher. So also I should bring a parallel between the asham and the ola slash menchas kote, that if the blood is brought into the Eichel, it's going to be kosher. And therefore he rejects the limud of kachatos ka asham to teach me that the blood is possible if it's brought into the Eichel, because I have a tzad shaveh from Ola and Menchas Chote teaching me that it's kosher. Says the Gemara, so Amar Le Rava may barnish Le Ravashi, V'lifroch ma'la tzad shaveh shabem shekein ein lem kitzva, tomer ba'asham sheyesh lem kitzva. Why don't we ask on this tzad shaveh that really these karbanos are not comparable at all to an asham, because by an Ola, by a Menchas Chote, there's no limitation or there's no parameter on how much you have to spend on the karban. Mashain came by the asham, where you have to spend at least two shkolim on the karban. So the asham is dissimilar to the Menchas Chote and to the Ola. So says the Gemara, Elahainu tamayit rabbanan. So what's the reason for the rabbanan who say that only the blood of an asham, of a chatas rather, that's brought into the heichal is possible, but not the blood of an asham? Diyamar kra dama, because it says v'chol chatas asher huva es. So the pasuk is v'chol chatas asher yuva mi dama. So it says dama, dama zamiyat. So dama shel zu, velo dama shel acher. It's only the blood of the chatas that's invalidated by entering into the heichal. But however, the blood of any other carbon is not going to be invalidated by entering into the heichal. V'idach, and the other shita, dama velo besara. That it doesn't mean that only the blood of the chatas to the exclusion of the blood of any other carbon. It means if the blood of the chatas and the blood of the ola, because of the comparison, is brought into the eichel, then it's going to pass all the carbon. What happens if you bring the meat, if you bring the flesh of the chatas into the eichel? That does not invalidate, because the invalidation takes effect only when you bring the blood into the heichal. V'idach, and how about the chachamim? Dum dumma. They darshan two halachas. They say, A, we know that it has to be dam only and not basar, because it says dam. And it could have just written dam, but it says dama. Dama comes to teach me that only the blood of the chatas is invalidated through entry into the heichal, but not the blood of any other korban is invalidated through entry into the heichal. V'idach dan dama lo darish, and the other shita, Rabbi Eliezer will say that he isn't doresh dam dama, because that's just dibri Torah kolosham and adam, and therefore dama doesn't come to teach me that it's only the blood of the chatas. Dama only comes to teach me that the invalidation takes effect only when you bring the blood in, not when you bring the basar in. And therefore, he says that you can, through the comparison of kachatas ka asham, learn that the same halacha should apply by an asham as well. Okay, so says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbanan, I understand, according to the Rabbanan, the Amri asham sheshachtu shelo lishmo kosher, that if that an asham that shechted shelo lishmo is going to be kosher, hainu deiskish mincha lechatos mincha li asham. That's why the carbon mincha is compared both to a chatas and to an asham. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, because we see the Rabbi Shimon says, Kodesh Kadashim hi, the pasuk says by mincha, it says Kodesh Kadashim hi, kachatas v'cha asham. So minchas kote areu kachatas, the minchas kote is like the chatas in a certain respect, lefichach, kamsa shelo lishma psula, that in the minchas kote, if you do the kmitza shelo lishma, it's going to be pasul, just like by a chatas, if you bring the karban shelo lishma, it's going to be pasul. However, minchas nedava, harehi ka'asham. The minchas nedava is like an asham, lefichach kamsa shelo lishma, kshera. However, by minchas nedava, if you do the kmitza shelo lishma, it's going to be kosher. So according to the Chachamim, we say that the psol of shelo lishma only applies to a chatas, but doesn't apply to an asham. Now I understand why the pasuk compares mincha to a chatas and an asham, because a certain type of mincha is going to be like a chatas, shelo lishma is going to invalidate it. Another type of mincha is going to be like an asham, shelo lishma is going to be okay. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's he going to do about this? Ella the Rabbi Eliezer, who held that shelo lishma invalidates by asham just as it invalidates by chatas, l'mayilchse iskash minchas l'chatas and mincha l'asham. Why would you compare the mincha to a chatas and an asham? In either case, a machshava of shelo lishma is going to invalidate it. So he can't make this distinction between a minchas chote and a minchas nedava. So says the Gemara, so he learns the other halacha of Rav Shimon from this comparison. What's the other halacha of Rav Shimon? Titnan shalobikli, if shalobikli shares psula, if you take the komets and you don't put it in a kli shares, it's going to be pasul. And Rashi explains, Rashi's a little bit less than halfway down the Amud, shalobikli shares, shalokidish hakomets bikli shares, if you were not makdish the komets bikli shares, it's going to be pasul. Shemenachos hukshu lizvachim liton arba avodos, because the menachos are compared to real animal karbanos in the fact that they require four avodos. Kmitza keneged shchita, the kmitza is keneged the shchita, matan komets bikli shares keneged kabbalas hadam, putting the komets in the kli shares is like the avoda of kabbalah. The alacha keneged alacha, either way you have to be molech to the mizbeach. Haktara keneged zrika, and the haktara of the komets on the mizbeach is keneged the zrika of the blood on the mizbeach. But what we see here is that the kmitza is parallel to the kabbalah. Just like kabbalah, you need a kabbalah sadam in a kli shares, so too by the kmitza, you need a kmitza in a kli shares. So that's the halacha Rav Shimon. So again, back in the Gemara, third wide line, Idachta Rav Shimon, Ditnan, Shalo Bichli Shares Psula, if you don't put the komets in the Kli Shares, it's going to be pasul. Rav Shimon Machsher, Rav Shimon says it's going to be kosher, because he doesn't worry about the parallel between the Kmitza and the Kabbalah. Now, it's important to note that Rav Shimon would agree that the Mincha itself has to be in a kli shares in order to be sanctified as a karban mincha, even though after you do the kmitza, he disagrees with the Tanakhama and he says you don't have to put the komets into a separate kli shares. So that's the halacha of Rav Shimon. V'amar Rav Yehuda b'rei d'Rav Chiya, my time at the Rav Shimon. So what's the reason of Rav Shimon who says all of a sudden that you don't have to put the komets in a kli shares? Samar kra, kodesh kadashami kachatas ka'asham. It's a kodesh kadashim, and then the pasuk compares it both to a chatas and an asham. So in what respect? Bala ovda biyad ovda biyamin kachatas. If you take the kmitza with your hand to the mizbeach, so we see that you have optionality whether you need to put in a kli or not. If you take the kmitza in your hand, you have to use your right hand like a chatas. And it says in Rashi, avoda biyamin. Why shakometz buck is rikas damachatas? Because again, the kometz is a parallel to the zrikas adam. She biyad beetzba v'yamin. That you have to, the coin has to use his right hand, the finger on his right hand. Dechsiv bechatas, because it says by the chatas, v'lokach hakoin mi damachatas beetzba'o. V'nasan alam izbeach. V'darshin l'kaman beperek beiz, and we're going to see in the second perek of the Masechta that beetzba'o v'nasan shalotei nesina elo biyamin. Dechomokam shenemar etzba v'chuna eina elo yamin. Whenever we talk about the coin doing something with his finger or with his hand, it's got to be with his right hand. And so too, if you have an option when you take the komets to the mizbeach, you could use a kli shares, but you could also do it by hand. But if you're going to do it by hand, you better make sure to do it with your right hand. Like any avoda, that has to be done with the right hand. However, back in the Gemara, bekli ovda besmol ka'asham. If, however, you opt to take the komets to the mizbeach in the kli shares, then you could carry it even with your left hand like you would by an asham. And what does this mean? So Rashi explains, bal ovda bekli, rashoy lo ovda besmol, you could do the avoda with your left hand, lo ovda kli, shekitcha betzocho, besmol, besmol ala mizbeach, you could hold it with your left hand, velitem besmol ala minakli ala isham, kazrikas dama asham, shu minakli la mizbeach, sheina benesinas espa, that by the blood of the asham, which is applied to the mizbeach, you take it directly from the kli and you pour it from the kli onto the mizbeach, And because it's poured from the kli, the pasuk isn't going to use the word etzpa, because the kohen doesn't take it with his finger and throw it on the mizbeach. And as Rashi pointed out before, we saw that the only time you require the right hand is when the pasuk says etzpa. By an usham, the pasuk doesn't say etzpa. Therefore, the blood of the usham is kosher, even if it's poured onto the mizbeach from the kli shares using your left hand. So now we understand, according to Rav Shimon, why does the pasuk, or according to Rabbi Eliezer rather, why does the pasuk compare the mincha to both the chatas and the asham? It doesn't teach me a din by lishma, because Rabbi Eliezer agrees, or Rabbi Eliezer holds rather, that the asham has the same din as the chatas when it comes to lishma. Rather, it comes to teach me this halacha, that I have the option to use either my hand or a kli with the kometz. If I use my hand, it's got to be the right hand. If I use the kli, then it could be my left hand. Okay. So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Rav Shimon, Haikra Mapik Le Lahachi, Umapik Le Lahachi. Wait, so according to Rav Shimon, how could he learn both things with this, how could he learn two things from this halacha? That doesn't make any sense that Rabbi Shimon can learn two things. In other words, we had two limudim. We had one to teach me the din of lishma, that there's a distinction between the minchas chote and the minchas nedava, and now we're teaching me that there's a halacha that I have optionality to do the kmita with my hand or with the kli, and if I do it with my hand, it's got to be the right hand. With my kli, I could use my left hand. But how can Rav Shimon darshan two halachos from one pasuk? You can't do that. So says the Gemara. Iker kra lich the Rav Yehuda bere de Rav Chia. The Iker pasuk comes to teach me the halacha of Rav Yehuda bere de Rav Chia, which is that I have optionality to use either my hand or a kli. Uminchas chote de psula shelo lishma. And the fact that the minchas chote is pasul, if it's taken shelo lishma, taimach rinahu, it's another reason. And what's the other reason? Chatas taimamai dechsev behi. Why? Well, how do we know that the chatas needs lishma? Because by the chatas it says he, that teaches me it's got to be l'shem chatas. Minchas chote namiksev behi. By the minchas chote it also says he. So in other words, the reason that I know that by the minchas chote it requires lishma is not else a comparison in the pasuk to chatas. It's because the same word that by chatas teaches me I need lishma, he also appears by my minchas chote to teach me that I need lishma. So l'rabanan, but according to the rabanan, l'may ilchza iskash asham l'chatas. Why was the asham compared to a chatas? In other words, the chachamim hold that chatas only requires lishma. That only chatas rather requires lishma. That asham doesn't require lishma. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, I understand why the pasuk is comparing chatas and asham, because he holds that lishma applies to asham as well. But the rabbanan say that the lishma only applies to chatas. So why is there a basis for comparison at all? What's the point of it? So it's to teach me lomer lecha ma chatas tunas smicha af asham tan smicha. You're right. It's got nothing to do with lishma. It teaches me a din that both of these karbanos require smicha. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. So Yosef ben Choni Omer Hanishchatim. So Yosef ben Choni says that any chatas which is nishchat l'shem of Korban Pesach on Yudale Nisan or l'shem a chatas b'chol hashana psula are pasul, b'chol hashana kula are pasul, and he's cholek on the Tanakama, who had said that any other karban, if it's shechted shelo lishma, is going to be kosher, even if you happen to shech that other karban l'shem chatas or l'shem pesach. So Yosef ben Choni says, yeah, any other karban like that not including chatas and pesach, if you shechted shelo lishma, it's going to be kosher. Ela shelo l'balim l'shem choba. However, if you shecht a karban shlamim l'shem a karban chatas, or if you shecht it l'shem a karban pesach bismano, then the karban is going to be totally invalidated. That's Yosef ben Choni's shita. Says the Gemara. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Yosef ben Choni, Rabbi Eliezer, Amru Davar Echad. That Yosef ben Choni and Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing. Three lines down in the wide lines, Rashi says, Amru davar echad. Rabbi Eliezer nami pasul ba'chirim anishchotim l'shem Pesach bezmano u'l'shem chatas kol yimos hashana u'mibraisa d'l'kaman dayak le'Rav Yochanan. Because Rav Yochanan is going to make a diak that Rabbi Eliezer also agrees with this idea that any other korban which is shechted throughout the year l'shem chatas or on Yud Daled Nisan l'shem korban Pesach is going to be pasul just like the shita of Yosef ben Choni. So Rabba Omar ba'chirim l'shem chatas pligi. Now, they argue about other karbanos that are shechted l'shem, l'shem chatas throughout the rest of the year. And Rashi explains over here, v'rabba amar b'chirim l'shem chatas pligi, Yossi ben Choni v'Rabbi Eliezer. They argue, v'lo posel Rabbi Eliezer, elo b'chirim l'shem Pesach. The only time Rabbi Eliezer posels a karban is if you shecht another karban l'shem a karban Pesach on Yud Daled Nisan. Avol ba'chirim l'shem chatas. However, if you shecht other karbanos l'shem chatas, machshir. He says that's okay. K'detanyo bein Rava bein ubein Rava bein Rav Yochanan daikim melsayim me'amas nisanim u'maskana be'ina lefrushe diukayu. So Rashi says we'll get to explaining how come they make different diukim, but they're both medayik this from our Mishnah. Okay. So again, so Rav Yochanan says that Yosef ben Choni and Rav Elezer, they both agree that any animal that shechted for a chatas or an animal that shechted l'shem karban pesach on Yud Daled Nisan is going to be puzzle. And Rabba says that, no, they both agree that that's the halacha by a carbon that shechted l'shem Pesach on Yud Daled Nisan, but they disagree by a carbon that shechted l'shem chatas b'kol yimos hashana. So the Tanya, a Pesach sh'avr shnaso, if you have a Pesach sh'avr shnaso, it became 2 years old, and the carbon Pesach can only be brought until it's 2 years old, v'shechto b'zmano l'shmo, and then you shechted b'zman l'shma. So in other words, effectively, what's happening here is that you have an animal that's ineligible for a Karban Pesach that is being shechted for a Karban Pesach. So, and what happens to Mosar HaPesach? We saw a couple of days ago. Mosar HaPesach is brought as a Shlomim. Mosar HaPesach includes an animal which has aged out of its ability to serve as a Karban Pesach. So in other words, this animal that's too old, it's like a Shlomim which is being shechted l'shem Karban Pesach bizmano. So v'chein ashochet achirim l'shem Pesach bizmano, or any other korban that shechted l'shem korban Pesach bizman. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says the korban is posel. Rabbi Yeshua machsher. Rabbi Yeshua says the korban is kosher. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua in b'shar yemos hashana she'ena kosher l'shmo. If throughout the rest of the year, where if you shechted the korban Pesach l'shmo, it's not going to be kosher because it's not the zman shechitas Pesach. Achirim ksherim l'shmo, if you shecht other karbanos l'shem the karban Pesach, it's going to be okay. Bizmano shu kosher l'shmo, in adin sheyachshu achirim l'shmo. So on Yud Daled Nisan itself, when if you shechted the karban Pesach l'shmo, it would be valid. So certainly if you shecht anything else l'shem karban Pesach on Yud Daled Nisan, it should be valid. So Amar lo Rabbi Elezer, Ochilif hadvarim. No, that maybe you should learn. Maybe you should learn the other way. So what does it mean? The ochilif hadvarim. So Rashi explains over here. It's about halfway down in the wide lines, or a little bit more than halfway down. Amar lo Rabbi Lezer, ochilif hadvarim in kal v'chomer ataba lidrosh yochal ni lachlifo beinian acher.
If you're going to start making kal v'chomers, I'm going to show you a kal v'chomer that's untenable. Why is it a kal v'chomer that's untenable? You'll see.
So says the Gemara like this. Uma im b'shar yimos hashana she'ina kosher l'shmo, that madach the rest of the year when the Karban Pesach l'shmo is not kosher, kosher l'shem acherim, if I shecht it l'shem shlomim, it's okay. Bizmano shu kosher l'shmo, bizman where it's kosher l'shmo, ain't a din sheyuchshu l'shem acherim, isn't it a kavachomer that it should also be kosher to be shechted as a Karban shlomim, v'yuchshar Pesach v'arba asar shelo l'shmo. And if I'm going to start making kalvachomers, I'm going to talk myself into a kalvachomer that's going to teach me that a korban Pesach that shechted bizman l'shem another korban is going to be valid, and that certainly can't be the case. V'kacha to omer, and that's what you're going to say. You're going to tell me this type of krum kalvachomer can't be. So says the Gemara, Mali hukshura achirim b'shar yemos hashana l'shmo. If you shecht other korbanos l'shem a Pesach b'shar yemos hashana, shekein hu kosher l'shem acherim. Because if you shech the korban Pesach l'shar yemos hashana for another korban, it's going to be kosher. V'yichshu acherim bizmano l'shmo,
and others which are shechted l'shem the Pesach, bizmano should be kosher, shekeinu pasul l'shem acherim, because it's pasul to be used as in any other karban. And so too, by echatas b'chol hashana, which is always pasul if you shechted shelo l'shma, also the din should be that anything else that shechted l'shem chatas is going to be invalidated. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua, im kein arata koach pesach v'natan koach b'shlamim. If that's the case, then you've made the Pesach weaker than the Shlamim. How so? What does it mean that you've made the Pesach weaker than the Shlamim? Because the Shlamim, which is Nishchat L'Shem Pesach on Yud Dalid, is going to be Pasul, but a Pesach which is Shechted throughout the rest of the year, except for Yud Dalid, is going to be kosher. So in other words, there's only one day on which the Pesach Shelo Lishmo, the Pesach Lishmo is going to be invalidated, but any other day of the year, if I want to turn a Shlomim into a Karban Pesach, unless it's the 14th day of Nisan, I'm able to do that. So that doesn't make sense. So Chazar Rav Elazar v'dana din acher. So Rav Elazar says, you're right, I shouldn't make the Karban Shlomim more than the, sort of more chamer or more powerful than the Karban Pesach, and therefore he says as follows. So Matzinu Mosar Pesach b'Shlomim. We see that Mosar Pesach, let's say you have a Karban that was designated for a Karban Pesach, you didn't bring it for some reason, you could bring it as a Shlomim. The Ein Mosar Shlomim b'Pesach. However, if you have a Mosar Shlomim, an animal that was supposed to be brought for a Shlomim that wasn't designated for a Pesach, you cannot bring it for a Karban Pesach. Uma Pesach shemosoro b'Shlomim. Madach a Karban Pesach, that the Mosar is brought as a Shlomim. Shachto bezmano l'shum Shlomim pasul. If you were to shecht it on Yudal Nisan l'shem Shlomim, it's going to be pasul. Shlomim she'imosoro b'Pesach. A Shlomim where the Mosar Shlomim can't be brought as a Karban Pesach. Im shachtam l'shem Pesach bizmano ain't it in shiu psulo. Of course, if you shechted bizman for a Karban Pesach, it's not going to be kosher. Even a regular Moser Shlomim can't be used as a Karban Pesach. Certainly, in the zman of the Karban Pesach, you can't shecht a Shlomim l'shem Pesach. So, flipping over to Yod Aleph Amabes, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Matzinu Moser Chatas ba'ola. No, what's the matter? We see that the Moser Chatas can be brought as an ola. And what does this mean? So Rashi fills us in. Kedetanya b'tmura, ze midrash darash yoyada ha-kohen, kol dover sheba mimosar chatas mimosar asham. If you have an animal that's set aside as a chatas or an asham, and it's not brought as a chatas or asham for whatever reason, yilkach bem ola l'kitzam esbeach. So you let the animal graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it, and then you use the proceeds. You can't use it for a chatas or an asham because you have no use for it, but you use the proceeds for an ola, for the kitzam esbeach, for the dessert of the mizbeach. There are always karbanos that are brought on the mizbeach. Vechidami moser chatas. And what's a moser chatas? How do you ever have a moser chatas? Either kagon shefresh mos l'chatas of nisoru. Either you designated $100 to buy a karban and the karban only costs 50. So now you have $50 left over. Inami mafresh de chatos l'achrayas. Or maybe you set aside two animals as a chatas, the kaimalam b'tmura, mischapra bechad man vasheni tira. That you have a choice. That you could be mechapra with either one that you want, and the other one has to graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it, and you use the moser for an ola. So moser chatas ba'ola, that's the point here. Ve'ein moser ola ba'chatas. However, a moser ola can't then be brought as a chatas. What do you do with a moser ola? No surprise, you use the leftovers to buy other olas, l'ketzam esbeach. So we have a moser chatas could be brought as an ola. A moser ola can't be brought as a chatas. Uma chatas shemaseres ba'ola, madach chatas, where the moser chatas is brought as an ola, shachta l'shem ola, psula. However, by a chatas you require l'shma. If you shecht l'shem ola, it's going to be pasul. Ola she'im moser b'chatas. If you have an ola which the moser cannot be brought as a chatas, shachta l'shem chatas ein edin sheyipsula. It's a kal v'chomer that if you shecht an ola l'shem chatas, it should be pasul. Meaning, it's a kal v'chomer that any other animal which is shecht l'shem chatas should be invalid, because even the moser of another animal of another korban can't be brought as a chatas. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, lo im amrit b'chata shekeng sheira l'shma kol hashana kula tomer b'pesach sheina kosher l'shmo ela b'zmano ho v'pasul l'shmo dinu sheyifshlu acherim l'shmo. Ah, so says Rabbi Eliezer, no, there's a big distinction between Pesach and Chatas. In other words, the fact that I'm going to say this limud by Pesach to teach me that if I shecht anything et zman for a carbon Pesach, it's going to be pasul, doesn't necessarily teach me that if I shecht anything as a chatas throughout the entire year, it's going to be pasul, because Pesach has this fundamental stringency that the Zman Hechsher Karban is only one day throughout the whole year. And the fact that something is going to apply, the fact that a din is going to apply by Pesach doesn't necessarily teach me that the din is going to apply by Chatash L'chol HaShana Kula. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. So Shimon Achi Azariah Omer, so again, darshaning the Mishnah that we saw here, that Shimon ben Achi Azariah says that Kachim Kalim, which are shechted for Kachay Kachim, are kosher. However, Kachay Kachim, which are shechted for Kachim Kalim, is going to be puzzle. In other words, if you upgrade the Kedusha, for whatever reason, it's okay. If you attempt to downgrade the Kedusha, it's going to be not okay. And also he said that a Bechor or a Meiser, which is Shechted L'Shem Shlomim, which has an elevated Kedusha, even though they're both Kachem Kalim, is going to be okay. But Shlomim, which is Nishkat L'Shem Bechor or Meiser, is not going to be okay. So says the Gemara, Ravashi Masni Mishmei de Rav Yochanan, Ravacha Berei de Rava Masni Mishmei de Rav Yanai, depending on who said it, so my time de Shimon Achi Azariah, what's the reason for Shimon Achi Azariah? The Amar Kra, V'lo Yichalalu Es Kotche B'nei Yisrael Es Asher Yorimu LaHashem. So it says, V'lo Yichalalu, you should not profane the Kotchim Asher Yorimu LaHashem. B'mura Mehem Eim Mischalalim, it's not mischalel. In other words, it's not invalidated if you use a carbon and upgrade the kedusha. If you shecht something that's kachim kalim l'shem kache kachim, benamuch me'am mischalel. And however, if you attempt to shecht something that's kache kachim l'shem kachim kalim, it is going to be invalidated. Says the Gemara of Ahaylach, Yudasa. Do we learn this halacha from that pasuk? But we need this pasuk to teach me the halacha of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, minayin la'ochel satevel shubamisa. How do you know that if you eat tevel, something that meiser, truma meiser, has not been taken from your chay of misa? Shenemar, v'lo yichalalu es kachay b'nei Yisrael. Do not profane the kachay b'nei Yisrael. Es asher yarimu la'ashem. Ba'asidim litrum ha'kosim edaber. And this is talking about something that ultimately is going to have truma taken from it. So imkein lichtov kra asher hurmu, may asher yarimu. If this was the only halacha that the pasuk was going to come and teach me, it could have said asher hurmu. What does it mean? Asher yarimu, shma mina tarti. So we learned two halachas. So from this pasuk, we learned two halachas from the strange lashon of yarimu. One to teach me that if I eat tevel, I'm chayav misa. Another to teach me that a karban is only invalidated if I downgrade the level of Kedusha, but if I attempt to upgrade the level of Kedusha, it's going to be fine. So, boy, Rav Zeira, sat the two dots. So, frekta Rav Zeira. Kshayrin, vein merasin. So, hang on. So, when he says that a kachay kalim, which is shechted as a kachay kachim, is going to be kosher, does it mean that it's kosher, but it's not meratze? In other words, it's kosher, elolo, lebalo, l'mashem chova, v'chi pligi, b'chada pligi. And when he argues, they're arguing only legabe one halacha. In other words, a karbon, which is shechted for a karbon with a lower level of kedusha, whether it's per se invalidated or not, or do you say Odilma Ksherin Umaratsin, or does he say that Kache Kachem, which is Kache Kalam rather, which is Shechta L'Shem Kache Kalam, is Kacher and is Olulabalam L'Shem Chova? Ubedarte pligia. Maybe then he argues in two halachas. Number one, he says if you upgrade it, not only is it kosher, but it's olulabalam hashem chova. Number two, he says if you downgrade it, it's pasul. So Amar Abayi, the same Rav Zreika, Toshma, b'chorva meiser sheshachtan l'shem shlomim, b'chorva meiser which is shechtan l'shem shlomim ksherim, shlomim sheshachtan l'shem b'chorva l'shem meiser psulim. So Avisal Kadaita Ksheru Muratsim. So if you wanted to say that when we say kosher, it means that it's kosher and it's olulabalam l'shem chove, it's maratze, there's a ritzui, bechor bar ritzui, there's no ritzui by a bechor, it's not affecting a kapara, it's that you just have to give every bechor animal as a korban. So Elekshayrim ve'ein maratzim. So Elamai, by bechor amaiser, it must be that when we say kosher, it means kosher ve'ein maratze. So just like by the Seifa, when we're talking about Bechor Meiser, Kosher means Ve'ena Maratza. Also, when we talk about a Kache Kachim, which is a Kache Kalim, which is upgraded to Kache Kachim, it means Kosher, but Ena Maratza, La'olah L'Balim L'Shem Chova. Says the Gemara, midi iri, hakad isa. No, by bechor meiser, where there's no concept of ritzoi that's applicable, we're going to say kasher veina maratze. By kachekalim to kachekachem, where there is a concept of ritzoi, maybe we'll say that it is maratze. Elamai kamash malan, gavoa v'namba kamash malan. So elamai, what's that? What are you teaching me when you tell me the halacha bechor meiser to shlamim? You're teaching me the halacha of an upgrade or a downgrade in Kedusha? Tanina, we already learned this. Kecha kache kachem, sheshachlan Hashem kache kalim. So, mao detema, if I only would have learned from that, kache kachem, the kache kalim, hu deika gavoa v'namach, I would have thought, sure, there's a concept of an upgrade and downgrade, but only when I'm upgrading and downgrading between kachem kalim and kache kachem. Aval kalim v'kalim low. However, within the bracket of kache kalim, within the category of kachem kalim, I wouldn't have thought that there's such a thing called an upgrade and a downgrade of Kedusha. So elamai, what we learned from Bechor Meiser, that there is. Hanami tanina, but we also learned that shlamim kodimin esa bechor. If the two animals are ready to be shechted, then you have to shech the shlamim before you shech the bechor, because the shlamim has a higher level of kedusha of chashivas than the bechor. Mneishen tunim arba matanos v'smicha unesachim utnufa chazav v'shok, because the shlamim has all of these stringencies. Says the Gemara, ha ikur. This mishnah is the ikur where we see that the shlamim takes precedence over bechor and meiser, that there is hierarchy of Kedusha within the band of Kachem Kalim. Hayi agav grara nasva. That other situation where we learned it was only agav grara, but the Ikar Limud is from here. So as I suspected, we did not get up to the Mishnah. So we'll pick up here from the Mishnah talking about Pesach Sheshachtu Shelo Lishma in the morning of Yudal Nisan. We'll pick up from here tomorrow, God willing.